Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and happy Wednesday to you. Welcome to Let's Talk About Love. It is my privilege, my honor, and my blessing to be with you here tonight. My goodness, it feels like centuries since we've been on the air together. I know that last week I was still getting back in line and in place with the traveling that we have been doing a little bit there, and just needed some time to really regroup and let the Lord minister to me. Amen. But to God be the glory, we are here tonight, and I've missed each and every one of you. You know, it's a wonderful blessing to know that you are making a difference in the lives of others. Not you, but God using you. Let's say it that way, because to God be all the glory. Amen. It's wonderful to know that God can use you to make a difference in the life of one somebody. Amen. If it's just one person, amen, it means so much. And I thank God for each and every one of you who think it not robbery to reach out and to communicate, amen, and to just let me know that you're being blessed by the broadcast, amen, not because of Sister Paige, amen, but because the Holy Spirit is having his way in our lives. We are in this together, amen, and the program's title, amen, is Let's Talk About Love. We are talking one to another, amen. I know that a lot of times on the broadcast, it's just Sister Paige sharing the word and praying, amen, but we do occasionally open up the lines to get your feedback, praise God, amen, and but we're here to talk about love together, amen. We're here in this together, growing together, glory to God, seeking God's face together, partaking of the word, amen, together, hallelujah. And we are what? Our brother's keeper. So we have to bear that in mind. So I just thank God again for each and every one of you who think it not robbery to touch bases, reach out, send up a prayer, lift MG Page and her family up in prayer. Hallelujah. I bleed red blood too. Glory to God. There are no big eyes and, hey, glory to God, no little use, because God is not a what? Respecter of persons. Amen. We're in this together, and I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to be able to come and share using this this means, this method, praise God, glory to God. And so I'm excited to be here. I want to thank each and every one of you also who thought it not robbery to reach out, amen, while I was up north. God just did a wonderful thing up north the last couple of weeks ago at that Sisters Keepers Conference. There were those of you that desired to come but could not come, but said, please save me a copy of that book. Glory to God. And I just thank God for the feedback we're getting, even on that, on the 31 Days of Prayer, second edition, Gateway to Glory, the special edition. Praise God. And God is just doing great things through his word and through his people and in our midst. You know, God is about to wrap this up, y'all. We don't have a lot of time left. Hallelujah. And while it is yet day, while there's still some shining of the sun, hallelujah, we got to work. We got to move quickly. Glory to God. And be about our Father's business. Don't think it's strange concerning the fiery trials which come to try you as though some strange thing has happened unto you. Listen, God is working something even while you're in the furnace. Glory to God. Listen, you know what happened, right? When those Hebrew boys were offered up for a Hebrew boy barbecue, you remember, right? Hallelujah. The heat was turned up 7 times, but Jesus showed up in the midst. And somebody, oh God, I feel God. Woo, somebody needs to know it tonight. God is in the fire with you. Hallelujah. I said he's working, my God, in the midst of that fire. Listen, don't just look at the flame. Come on here. But know that he's using it. He's using it to work something in you and out of you. Come on up in here tonight. Come on. You got to keep praising him. You got to keep remembering, keep it in mind who he is, what he has done, the word of your testimony. Come on. He spilled blood for you. Hallelujah. Don't forget about it. And don't let no devil back you up in the corner where you can't open up your mouth and praise him. Hallelujah. Because he's yet worthy. Hey, I said he's yet worthy. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Amen. And so we want to always be mindful. Amen. And that's part of our purpose here, as a friendly reminder. Hallelujah. You are somebody in God. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't look at your circumstance and don't look at what's going on in your pocketbook. Don't look at that. Look at what the word of God says. And when you find yourself coming up short, come on, get back in line. Come to the table. Let's reason together. That's what the Lord said. Hallelujah. Let's work this thing out. Oh, though your sins be as scarlet. Woo, Jesus' blood will wash you. I'm a witness. Amen. And guess what? He's still washing. Is that all right? Hallelujah. There's one filling, but many refill it. So even after the Lord cleanses and washes us, there's a continual process. The more word we take in, the more we are sanctified thereby. Is that all right? Hallelujah. He's always working something in us and through us and for us. Hallelujah. He's doing Romans 8:28 all the time. All the time. Amen. So we want to get right into the word. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Whoo, Shandaba. Glory be to our God tonight. Listen, don't be moved by what you see and hear in the natural. Do you hear that? I said, don't be moved by what you see and hear in the natural. I come to speak into the atmosphere and airways tonight. There's no demon in hell that can stop God's plan for your life. Do you hear me tonight? I said, there's no power that can stop God's plan for your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah! Don't you get shaken. Don't let the enemy put fear in you. Oh, don't you be intimidated by no devil. Behold, he's giving you power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Oh, over every work of the devil. Come on here. Even inside of you. Huh? Come on. Woo, hobo. Holy Ghost, we need you to move tonight. Move in the hearts and minds of your people. In the name of Jesus, Father, have your way. Even through this word, glory to God. Encourage and strengthen through your word. You sent your word and healed them. Hallelujah. We thank you for doing it even on tonight. Through your word, heal. My God, lift up the bowed down head. Hallelujah. Lift burdens. Oh, my God, we speak strength. Hallelujah. And a fresh wind, the wind of refreshing for the journey. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, 1 Samuel 17. Let's get there quickly. We want to get into this word before our time runs out. Hallelujah. Let's read this. Now, this is a very a familiar story about David and how he whipped Goliath's tail. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want to read about David's assignment, if that's all right. Hallelujah. And how he handled the warfare, my God, that came against God's people. Let's start at verse 28. We're going to skip on down so we can get right to the meat of this. And this is, and Eliab, his eldest brother, David's eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? Now, I'm going to try to take my time through here because I feel God doing something for somebody over this line. Come on. I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart. For thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. Lord, please help me get through here calmly. I want you to know tonight, beloved, that you may be so. As a matter of fact, you are. You're surrounded by those that are supposed to be your brothers and sisters in Christ that have a problem with your Holy Ghost boldness. I want you to understand tonight that David, you got to go back and read the story. Please read the entire chapter, okay? Hallelujah. David, he had a confidence and a boldness in God that did not come because somebody gave him a certificate. Y'all don't want to have no church, but it's all right. Hallelujah. David did not have this boldness and confidence in God because somebody gave him a trophy and award. God have mercy. He didn't have this confidence in his God because he was carrying somebody's briefcase. But he was on the backside of the desert all that time. Hallelujah to God, worshiping God. He learned something about God on a personal level. he might have heard stories about the Most High God. Come on here. His daddy, I'm sure, must have shared, come on, stories about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Must have told him about how wonderful this God is, how he is our God, and that's for me in this house. Come on. We're going to serve the Lord. He brought in the Red Sea. Come on. Hallelujah. He did so many wonderful things. I know that David heard about God. But it was something special about David because he went beyond hearing. Lord have mercy. He found out for himself, he cut your mimosa, just how wonderful the great I am was and is. Yeah, he found that out for himself. And so I want you to know that something happens when you have a real relationship with God. Lord have mercy. The devil's around, you're going to show up. I don't care how much folks speak in tongues and snot and cry. When you really, oh my Lord, trying to live your best for God, them demons around you are going to show up. They're going to get angry at your boldness and your confidence and your realness in God. Hallelujah! Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Yeah, so here comes Eliab. I don't know what you're doing down here. I don't know what you're doing down here, Mary. I don't know what you're doing down here, John. You know you belong back there in the kitchen in the nursery. You ain't got no word. Y'all don't want to have no touch. I don't know why you out here trying to help us with the outreach because you don't know nothing. The pastor ain't call you. Lord, please help me. I don't know what you come down here for. Folk will get the line on you. Come on here. I know you're naughty. Well, ain't nothing naughty about worship, baby. Maybe you talking about what you did last night. Don't try to put that spirit on me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at what David said when he said, "For thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle." David said, "What have I now done? What's your problem now? What's the matter now?" And then Yosha, I stayed away in the back of the desert tending daddy's sheep. My God, getting my hands dirty. I come to serve y'all, brothers, yeah. And now that I'm down here showing confidence in my God, and my gift is starting to make room for me, my God, my worship is coming up in manifested power because I can speak to that giant and not be afraid. Now you upset. What's wrong now? You just wanted me to sit there in the choir and not say nothing else? I was supposed to just sit there, oh God, and not let God use me in the next level of my gifting to please you. You a lying wonder. There is a cause. That's what David said. He said, is there not a cause? How? Look at what happened. And he turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul. And he sent for him. And David said to Saul, let me tell you something. God is getting ready to set you up. That's why the devil's so upset too. Hallelujah. God is getting ready to show Shabbat those who are his. For real, for real. Y'all don't want to talk. The wheat and the tares grow together. Yeah, yeah. Just because everybody's shouting and bucking don't mean that there's a, come on here tonight, that there's a confidence in God like it should be. But that's what worshiping your secret closet will do. Oh! Let's read it. David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him, because of Goliath. Zion, don't let your heart fail because of what the enemy seems to be doing, attacking the churches, the local assemblies. Come on here. America, don't let your heart fail you because of what we see rising up, the spirit of Antichrist rearing its ugly head. Rabakush Mandioba. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Now, please understand this. Saul had an army. God has an army. But it was one David that got up and said, I'll go and fight. Uh-huh. God has a remnant of people, Shemandio, that are not afraid to stand for righteousness. They're not worried about this world system and its legislation and, come on here. Now hear me. I didn't say they go around out of order acting up. I didn't say that. I'm saying that they have the fear of God, which overrides every power. Uh-huh. He said, don't be afraid. Saul said to David, now, you're not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him because you're but a youth. You're little. You're young. Where are the young people at tonight? Goliath is a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. Now I know that may not seem like much on the resume for y'all, but for King Saul, I have some experience. Yes, God. There came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of a flock. Listen, I got a testimony. Oh, God. I had an encounter, my God, with my God on the backside. I was on my assignment about my father's business. And there came the enemy to attack me. A lion and a bear came and stole a little lamb. And I went out after him. Look at what it says. And smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard. He's giving specifics. Come on here. And smote him and slew him. Let the record show, Saul, I've been somewhere. I know I may not have the degrees. And I may not have the hermeneuticals and the homileticals. But when my life was in danger, when the enemy came to attack my assignment, God gave me power against the enemy, and I came out victorious. Look at Saul. Look, verse 36. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them. Seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. You think the bear was something. You think that lion was something. You ain't seen nothing yet. My God, I got something on the backside of the desert. My God, when everybody around me was rejecting me, my mom and daddy forsook me. I don't want to talk. My own brothers disowned me. My Lord Jesus, I learned to worship on the backside of the desert. Folk walked away and left me, but it taught me to worship. Yeah. Hallelujah. Every now and then, God will cut away folk. So you will learn. My God, Jesus, there's an Elijah on this line. I know you had a good time prophesying to Ahab and in Jezebel. No dew, no rain. But God has said, Elijah, I need you to come aside, son. I need you to come aside, daughter. There's another realm that I'm calling you to. And I need you to come aside. Get away to yourself. Come to the brook. There's some things I got to teach you. Ow, ow. Kanda shebebeho. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. See, we don't like solitude sometimes. We don't like that. So God has to bring us to the place where we cry out for it. Lord, if you could just get me by myself. Get me away from these crazy folk. Get me away from these devils. I want somebody to get happy about the backside. Listen here. Get happy that God got you to yourself. Don't think it's strange and don't despise it, because that's your place of preparation for the next dimension and the next level of your life. Don't be sad about it. Come on and take courage. Be glad. Be of good cheer. The Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. But there's some things you got to learn, my God, about the backside. Ask David. He was back there. Did you see what it said? He said, listen, I was on the backside. That's where he was, you know, tending to his father's sheep. It was back there that he learned to war. It was back there that David learned to write those beautiful songs unto the Lord. When you read the Psalms, Psalm 23 and Psalm 34, come on here. David wrote most of that. He didn't do it in front of a crowd. Them Psalms wasn't birthed while everybody was patting him on the back. My God. The strength for him to fight Goliath didn't just come overnight. David was rejected. Y'all don't want to talk about David, let's talk about Jesus. Oh, Jesus knew a thing or two about being left alone. My God. When you look at him in the Garden of Gethsemane, my God, I feel God tonight. He had an assignment, just like David did, just like Elijah did. He had an assignment. He had to get to the cross. Y'all pray for me. Hallelujah. And he was left alone. It's something about solitude. He said, I wish I could get somebody to just watch with me for 1 hour. Them disciples went to sleep on him. But that was all right. It was in that garden when his sweat was dropping. Yeah, great drops of blood came down. It was there that Jesus got another yes in his belly. Not my mind, not my will, but yeah. Your will be done, Lord. And then your Shonda. David got that yes while he was worshiping on the backside of the desert. I want you to know tonight, your worship is going to win this warfare. It might hurt, but it's all right. Ask Paul and Silas. Ask them about it. When they went to prison, they weren't sitting there drinking no bread and water. Lord have mercy. They were beaten within an inch of their lives. Feet in stock, under arrest for preaching Jesus. And then they be Kishmando. You must have seen the page. I ain't got no preaching license. I ain't behind nobody pulpit. And I'm still getting whipped. You preaching with your life, baby. Yeah. Let your light so shine before men and women see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Paul and Silas worshipped in the warfare. My God. They could have been killed. The enemy tried to stop their mouths from preaching the gospel. But the Bible says, Paul said a prayer. Silas sang a hymn. They worshipped. Worship. You got to tell them, come on here. Father, this ain't pretty. And Lord Jesus, I don't like it. But I'll worship you. Lord, it feels like my heart will be ripped in pieces. worship you in spirit and in truth. You've been good to me, Lord. I ain't forget the nights I cried and I was up all night pacing the floor and you came to see about me. And this child right here, he gonna seduce me into amnesia. I love you. You got to tell him that. Oh, I don't know how I'm gonna make it without you, Jesus. That's why I'm glad I ain't got to find out what it's like to be without you. You made me a promise. You would never leave me nor forsake me. I love you, Lord, and I believe you. Help my unbelief. I remember back in 98. Come on, you got to go back and tell them. When the doctor said that I would never walk, I remember what you did, Jesus, and I worship you. If you did it before, you do it again. Ain't no rocks gonna cry out for me. I'ma praise you and I'ma worship you. You're my king. I don't want nobody else. Oh, you're so good. For you I'll live, for you I'll die. Blessed be your name. The Lord give us. My God, where's Job? Ask Job about it. What did he do in the warfare? He worshipped. Beloved, that's the winning way. That's the winning way. I said, that's the winning way. Hallelujah. We have weapons of warfare that are not carnal, but mighty through God till they're pulling down the strongholds, casting down imaginations and every lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, right? Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We have many weapons in our arsenal, but God, that is Sheikh, tonight needs somebody to worship. Listen, don't listen. Cover his feet with your tears. It's all right. He bottles them up, you know that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him your worship. It's all right to cry. Let loose, Sandaraba. He's your king, and he loves you. You remember the woman with the alabaster box? Hallelujah. Remember? Hallelujah. Karadaboshanda. When they told blind Bartimaeus to shut up, he praised God the more. Don't let the enemy stifle your tongue. You praise and worship your God. Worship is the winning way. Father, I thank you for giving somebody a shot in their belly right now. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, they will not be the same. Ribi Kishmanda, through every round, every battle in the warfare, they win and they are victorious because your word says so. Father, thank you for taking your people to another dimension of worship. Rekia Mansai. Holy Spirit, teach us how to worship. Take us out of ourselves to where nothing else and no one else matters. We lose track of time again. Take us back to that place, Yandarabokoshma, and beyond, where it's just us and you, one-on-one, in Jesus' name. I speak blessing over every household represented under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, let your blood prevail right now, Father. We seal this prayer with Jesus' blood and thank you for the seal of your precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, listen, that's my time for now. I love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. Stay encouraged. Know that you're in my prayers and thoughts, and please do keep us in yours. Until next time, God bless. Bye-bye.
It is our earnest prayer that you have been blessed and empowered by today's program. You can contact MG Page on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. You can also write her at Let's Talk About Love, P.O. Box 1066, St. Helena Island, South Carolina, 29920. Until next time, God bless, and remember that God has a sure plan for your life.